Speaking on this program is Paul Meacham, Jr.
Many years ago, man used to explore the world in sailing ships. In fact, many men went aboard and sailed around the world, some to prove that the world was round, but many others to find goods and to establish trade routes for economic purposes. In all of these ships, one thing was common. There was always a man who was assigned the job of being the watchman. This man would be sent to the top of the highest mast, and it was his job to remain awake and to remain watchful, both for opportunity and to avoid danger. We need to be watchful today in our spiritual lives. God has given us that command, and it's that command that we center our minds on today. We'll look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13. This is not a very long verse. In fact, it's relatively short, but it has much information in it. Paul closes his book to the Corinthians by saying, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong." What I would like to do is take this advice that Paul gives them and to break it down and look at it one piece at a time, because the advice that was good for the church at Corinth is good for us today. The Bible teaches us that everyone needs advice. In Proverbs 12 and verse 15, the wise man said that the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. Every one of us, no matter how wise, no matter how intelligent, reaches points in our lives when we need the advice of others, and we need to be humble enough to reach out for that advice. But we need not only advice, we need good advice. In Proverbs 24 and verse 6, we're told, "For by wise counsel you will wage your own war." We don't need foolish counsel, and there is foolish counsel available. We need advice. We need good advice. And the Bible teaches us that the best advice always comes from God. In Proverbs 19 and verse 21, we're told that there are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. Since we need counsel, and since the counsel of God is available, and since that counsel will stand, we should turn our attention to the Word of God and reject all other counsel that does not agree with what the Bible says. So let's turn our attention now to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Here we're told, first of all, watch. Be watchful. The word here in the original Greek literally means to stay awake. Now, that watchman aboard a ship was set to the top of the mast to look for opportunity and to warn them of danger that was coming. If that man fell asleep while he was on duty, the penalty varied from one navy to another, but in almost every case, the man would be severely beaten, and in most cases, he would even be hanged until he was dead. Now, I'm not advocating that as the proper punishment for falling asleep, but this man's job was so vital that he watched for the rest of the crew while they go about their duties, that if he failed in that, and if he went to sleep on duty, the punishment was severe indeed. The results are just as severe if we, from a spiritual sense, do not remain watchful. If we fall asleep on the job, spiritually, we put our soul in tremendous jeopardy. Just like that man put the goods and the lives of all aboard that ship in jeopardy, we put our own soul in jeopardy. And that's worth more than all the world, according to our Lord. We should stay awake. We need to be watchful spiritually. Why is that so important? Why must we stay awake? Well, Peter in 1 Peter 5 and verse 8 describes the devil to us as one who is an adversary, and he walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. If I were to tell you that very near your home there is a lion on the loose, this is a roaring lion, and he's going about killing all those that he can catch, would you be careful? Would you be more watchful knowing that he was there? We have been given just that warning regarding Satan. He is there. He is real, and he is an adversary, and he does want to devour us. We also need to watch because there is a day when the Lord will come in judgment. In Matthew 24 and verse 42, we're told, "Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming." Jesus didn't tell us when he was returning. There are no signs that are given to us in the Bible that whereby we might ascertain the end of time and the return of our Lord. Rather, we're told that we should live every day as though he were going to return, because we know one day he will return. We must remain watchful, because there is a time of judgment coming to us. We also need to be watchful because some people, even in the religious world, will not tell us the truth. I told you earlier that there is false counsel. There is unwise counsel out there, and that's true especially in the religious realm. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, Paul is speaking to a group of elders. Now, these are the leaders of the Lord's church here on earth. and even to the elders he said to take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. Now why are they supposed to be so careful and take heed? For I know this, that after my departing, grievous wolves, savage wolves, will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among your own selves men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves. Even among the leaders of the church, we need to be careful. When a man speaks and claims to be speaking the word of God, it's very easy to know whether or not he's telling the truth. Simply take what he says and compare it to what the Bible says. If the two agree, then the man is teaching from God's word and should be respected, and the word that is spoken should be obeyed, for it comes from God. But if a man speaks and what he says does not agree with the Bible, then it doesn't matter what we thought of that man prior to that. He is not deserving of our respect, for he has taught something that is false, and we should not follow what he is teaching, for it is false advice. It is unwise counsel. So we see then that there are many reasons that we should be watchful. How important is this? Let me give only one example as we begin to conclude our program today. In the book of Exodus, chapter 23, we see that God gives a command through Moses to the children of Israel. Here's the command. 6 years you shall sow your land and gather in its produce, but the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie fallow, that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field may eat. In like manner you shall do with your vineyard and your olive grove. 6 days you shall do your work, and on the seventh you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your female servant and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all that I have said to you, be circumspect. That means be watchful. Be careful that you observe this. Make no mention of the name of other gods, nor let it be heard from your mouth. Now in this, God gives a number of commands. One is that they should abstain themselves from idols. They should not call upon any other god, for there is only one true God, and that is Jehovah. The second is that on the sixth day, or rather the seventh day of each week, after laboring for 6 days, they should rest. And this means that their servants would also be able to rest, as well as their livestock. But there was an additional command here, if you noticed at the beginning. There was a seventh year Sabbath. Not a seventh day Sabbath, but a seventh year Sabbath. In that seventh year, the field would be allowed to lie fallow. That means that they would not cultivate it. What grew naturally would grow, but that would not be harvested. It would be for the poor and for the beasts of the field. That seventh year belonged to the Lord. They were not to harvest a crop from their land. Now, he told them when he gave these commands that they were to be circumspect. They were to be watchful. This really means that they were going to watch themselves. Circumspect literally means to look around you. We need to understand that God gave them this warning because he realized how easy it would be to violate this command. He knew how hard it would be to every 7 years allow your ground to lie and not take in a crop. It would seem to them that they were throwing away 1/7 of all of their profits, that 1 out of every 7 years they would have no income. Maybe God did this in order to teach them that they would have to constantly rely on Him. I know that's true, whether that was the exact purpose in this or not. But I also know that even after God warned them to be watchful, Israel violated this command. And because Israel violated this command, and many others, God sent them away into captivity. That captivity was 70 years long. Notice the wording of 2 Chronicles 36, beginning in verse 19. When Babylon comes in, it says that they burned the house of God, broke down all its precious possessions, and those who escaped from the sword he carried away to Babylon, where they became servants to him and his sons until the rule of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land hath enjoyed her Sabbaths. As long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. Now God commanded a seventh year Sabbath, but they did not observe it. God told them not to call upon other gods, not to turn to idols, yet they did. Because of this, God sent them away into captivity. 70 years, because for 490 years, for 70 times, they did not keep that seventh year Sabbath. They were commanded to, but failed to. and God enforced that seventh-year Sabbath on them by sending them away into Babylonian captivity. You could see that there was great destruction both to the people and to their land, even to the house of God itself. And all of this was brought on because they did not remain watchful when God had told them to be watchful. We should understand from this the great need, the vital importance of watching where God has told us to watch. We've been commanded to be watchful, but without a knowledge of God's Word, we can look but not recognize the danger. There are many times when danger will be difficult for us to see. We're told that the servants of Satan appear as disciples of light, and Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light, meaning that many times he portrays himself to us as one that is good and righteous. We have to know God's Word to have that knowledge so that when we are watchful, we will recognize danger when it comes along. God has provided for us what we need. All we need to do is turn our mind to that Word, apply ourselves to a study of it, and commit ourselves to complete obedience to all that God has required of man. I hope that you will do that. Until next time, this is Paul Meacham reminding you that God's Word is the truth for the world.